Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi pays tribute to bravehearts of Kargil War on 25th Kargil Vijay Diwas. Chief Minister Nipirio discusses ongoing national highway projects interstate with Nitin Gadkari. India-US signed cultural property agreement to repatriate stolen Indian artifacts. And Nagaland government orders blanket ban on single-use plastics. Now the news in detail. The country is observing 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Diwas today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the heroes of the Kargil War in Dras. Addressing the gathering, Modi said that Kargil Vijay Diwas tells us that the sacrifices made for the nation are immortal. Criticizing Pakistan over the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir, Modi said Pakistan had failed in all its nefarious attempts in the past, but added that Indian soldiers will crush terrorism with full force and the enemy will be given a befitting reply. Lauding the reforms in the defense sector, Prime Minister said India's defense production has crossed 1.5 lakh crore. He added that India is making its marks as an arms exporter as well. Prime Minister also criticized the opposition for spreading misinformation regarding Agnipath scheme and said it is one of the crucial reforms and will increase the strength of the country. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, in a social media post, acknowledged the extraordinary valor of the Indian armed forces. Murmu remembered an honored who made supreme sacrifice while protecting Mother India on the peaks of Kargil in 1999. Both houses today pay tribute to the brave soldiers who fought valiantly during the Kargil War. Chief Minister Nipirio today met Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Government of India Nitin Gadkari in New Delhi. In a social media post, Rio said that the meeting discussed on ongoing national highway projects in the state. He also congratulated Gadkari on being appointed to his assignment as Union Minister of Road, Transport and Highways for the third consecutive term. The Chief Minister, who is in New Delhi for the last few days, has called on various ministries at the centre. India and the United States of America today signed a cultural property agreement to repatriate stolen Indian artifacts from the USA. Under the agreement, both countries will work together to also prevent and prohibit illicit trade, import, export, and trafficking of archaeological and ethnological materials. This is India's first-ever cultural property agreement with the U.S. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat termed the signing as historic and said that it will strengthen partnership between the two nations, fostering intercultural growth. He highlighted that a repatriation of illegally acquired artifacts gives communities right to reclaim and safeguard their heritage, reaffirming their autonomy. The state government has ordered blanket ban on single-use plastics, SUP, in the state from 1st August 2024. An order by Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, today said that a ban comes pursuant to a special task force meeting on single-use plastics held on 20th June. In this regard, SUP carry bags, irrespective of microns, single-use plastic bottles for water and soft drinks below 1 litre has been banned. The order also asked all individuals, institutions or commercial establishments, including educational institutions, offices, hotels, shops, restaurants, religious institutions, industrial establishments and banquet halls to abide by the ban, and said any breach will be liable for punitive action. The order said district task force constituted in respective districts will monitor and ensure imposing of complete ban on stocking, distribution, selling and use of single-use plastics. A penalty of 10,000 rupees for first offence, 20,000 for second offence will be realised from defaulters and subsequent offence shall lead to cancellation of a permit. The order further said the district task force will furnish action taking report to the government on regular basis.
आएगा देश में न्याय का नया दौर, दंड नहीं अब न्याय पर होगा सबका जोर, विकसित भारत का ये है नया अध्याय, सबसे समान व्यवहार, मिलेगा सबको न्याय, सरल है, सुलभ है, है पारदर्शी, तकनीकी युक्त है और है स्वदेशी। इसमें है महिलाओं बुजुर्गों का सम्मान, शामिल है इसमें जन जन की आन। साथ इसके चलने का देश पर चढ़ा जुनून, ये है आजाद भारत के अपने कानून।
This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin or news on air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The number of cancer cases is increasing in the country each year. According to Indian Council of Medical Researchers National Cancer Registry Program, cancer cases reported in India in 2024 totals 15,33,055, while the number was 14,61,427 in 2022. In a reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Pratap Rao Jathav, said that to facilitate accessible and affordable health care for the diagnosis and treatment of cancer, many steps have been taken by the government. These include fixing ceiling prices of 131 anti-cancer scheduled formulations and capping trade margin of 42 select anti-cancer non-scheduled formulations as recommended by the expert committee of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. Schools across Nagaland observed Skilling and Digital Initiatives Day on day 5 of Shiksha Saptah Education Week. The day was marked by activities around skill-based learning and digital initiatives in both government and private schools. During an official event at Tinovicha Memorial Government Higher Secondary School, Kohima, Mission Director Samagra Shiksha Tamsanaro Iyer encouraged students to be serious in hands-on skills. She asked teachers and students to utilize digital facilities to enhance and supplement classroom learning. Activities on soil management and planting techniques, electrical wiring were organized. Students also participated in digital initiatives. The school screened live segments of NCERT event on importance of technology in education and various technical digital education tools that are available on smart TVs as part of e-classroom initiative by Samagra Shiksha. Advisor for CAWT and Taxes, Kuteshwar Kamo, today emphasized on the importance of practical and experiential learning in the present education system. He was speaking during a book launch on third series of English Communication 1 AECC based on NEP, four-year undergraduate program, Nagaland University syllabus for BA first semester in Kohima. He said that a workbook designed by Q Academy represents significant departure from traditional pedagogical methods. Kamo stressed the importance of holistic education, which extends beyond textbook knowledge to include critical thinking, problem-solving, and life skills. The person-centered workbook is authored by Dr. Rukul Kezo and Dr. Ruth Z. Huzel, published by Heritage Publishing House. Kohima Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikant has informed that a follow-up program under Assistance to Disabled Persons for Purchasing or Fitting of Aids and Appliances scheme is being organized on July 31, 2024 at 10:30 a.m. Ramnikant said the event will distribute aids and appliances to beneficiaries assessing during the camp held from October 27, 2023 to October 31, 2023. Beneficiaries who were part of the camp have been requested to attend the program along with acknowledgement receipt, disability certificate and one ID for identification. Chief Minister Nipirio has extended his best wishes to the Indian contingent who are participating in the Paris Olympics 2024. The opening of the games are beginning today in the evening. He expressed hope that the 117 athletes with 70 men and 47 women across 16 sports disciplines will inspire us as they showcase their dedication, passion and perseverance in pursuit of excellence and glory on the global stage. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi pays tribute to bravehearts of Kargil War on 25th Kargil Vijay Diwas. Chief Minister Nipiru discusses ongoing national highway projects in the state with Nitin Gadkari. India-US sign cultural property agreement to repatriate stolen Indian artifacts. And Nagaland government orders blanket ban on single-use plastics. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.